The timeline of when we can get back to what feels like a normal life again may depend on the availability of treatments for COVID-19, something academic labs and pharmaceutical companies are working on around the world. The U.S. drug maker Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is one of them. They're set to begin human trials next month for an experimental treatment that uses antibodies to neutralize the coronavirus's ability to reproduce. For more, we're joined by Regeneron's CEO and President, Leonard Schleifer. And doctor, tell us how this drug works.
Right. So our drug is what we call a cocktail of antibodies, of human antibodies. It gloms on to the virus spike protein. The virus is really not very good on its own. And for the virus to work, it has to hijack your cells. And to hijack your cells, it has to get inside your cells. And to get inside your cells, it uses this spike literally to attach to the outside of your cell and then tunnel its way into your cell. We block that spike with these antibodies. We literally surround the spike so that the virus cannot get into your cells and it renders it harmless.
Is it the same antibodies that people develop when they've had the coronavirus and recovered?
Yes, it is. These are the same type of antibodies. In fact, in this cocktail, we can include actual human antibodies or antibody from a mouse. In this particular cocktail, we have several cocktails that we're bringing along in parallel, but we can use from both sources.
You're scheduled to begin testing this drug in humans next month. What are your main questions heading into human trials?
Right. So in June of this year, we will be beginning human trials. And in any human trial, you're looking for two things. You're looking for evidence of safety, that the drug doesn't cause any harm. And there's lots and lots and lots of experience giving antibody-like drugs to humans. And of course, the most important question here is, can we do this and have some efficacy? That is, if we give it to people who are sick, will we make them better than not treating them? Or if we give it to people who have not yet got the virus, will we prevent them from getting the virus?
Yeah. One of the things I heard that you're concerned about, though, is manufacturing being able to meet the global demand if this becomes a reality. Can you say more about that?
Yes. You raise a very good point there, Tanya, that to be able to treat everybody the way you would like a vaccine that would might treat hundreds of millions of people in the United States alone, that's an impossibility with this type of approach. It'll have to be a lot more limited. You might be able to treat millions of people, and you might want to treat the most high-risk people or the people who are actually sick, but we won't be able to use it broadly. You could think of this in that respect, as sort of a bridge to hopefully a successful vaccine, which could be given to hundreds of millions or billions of people around the globe. Here, the capacity is just not there. I'm sure that all the capacity available will be utilized. Although I must say, one of the things we should learn, we really must learn from this pandemic, is that when COVID-23 comes around or COVID-31 or whatever it is, we have much more capacity than we have right now. And we have to spend some of the billions because the billions are a lot cheaper than the trillions to be better prepared from a biologics manufacturing capacity point of view.
You know, this goes without saying, everyone's anxious for these solutions. There are hundreds of drugs on the market right now claiming to either treat COVID-19 or telling people if they're exposed. Most have not been approved by federal regulators yet. Are you confident that there will be a reliable treatment by the end of the year, whether it's yours or someone else's?
Yeah, so you raise a great point, Tanya, and it's really important that people understand this. We need solid medical solutions, proven data. I'm optimistic that down the road, there's so many creative people who are working on a vaccine that will get something that works there down the road. I also am optimistic about our approach because we know it's worked, and we're really just copying the immune system. I don't think we're conceptually doing something that's so unusual. It's technologically, it's an amazing breakthrough. I'm excited. It worked for Ebola. Nothing is done until you have the data, but we're optimistic.
That's Leonard Schleifer, President and CEO of Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.